This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Snatak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the government is moving towards opening up the nuclear sector for private players, highlighting that just as space sector was open for private entities by the government, the scope of other reforms is continuously increasing. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus in Hyderabad through video conferencing from New Delhi.
जैसे हमने स्पेस इनोवेशन को प्राइवेट सेक्टर के लिए ओपन किया, वैसे ही हम न्यूक्लियर सेक्टर को भी ओपन करने की तरफ आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। इस सेक्टर में भी हम प्राइवेट सेक्टर की सशक्त भूमिका की नींव रखने जा रहे हैं। इससे स्मॉल मॉड्यूलर रिएक्टर, एडवांस रिएक्टर्स और न्यूक्लियर इनोवेशन में अवसर बनेंगे। यह रिफॉर्म हमारी एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी और टेक्नोलॉजिकल लीडरशिप को नई शक्ति देगा।
ऑन द ओकेजन द प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑल्सो अनवेल्ड Skyroot's first orbital rocket Vikram 1 with capability to launch satellites. He said, India's space sector is becoming an attractive destination for global investors.
Global investors ke liye Bharat ka space sector ek attractive destination ban raha hai. Aaj duniya mein chote satellites ki demand lagatar bad rahi hai. Launch frequencies bhi bad rahi hai. Nayi nayi companiyan सैटेलाइट सर्विसेज देने लगी है और स्पेस अब एक स्ट्रेटेजिक एसेट के रूप में जगह बना चुका है। इसलिए आने वाले वर्षों में ग्लोबल स्पेस इकोनॉमी कई गुना बढ़ने वाली है। ये भारत के युवाओं के लिए बहुत बड़ा अवसर है।
प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू एड्रेस दी Odisha Legislative Assembly on its first day of winter session at Bhuvaneswar this evening. She urged the members to work with dedication to bring smiles on the faces of common people and build a prosperous Odisha by 2036 when the state completes 100 years of its formation. She credited the Legislative Assembly for shaping her journey to the highest constitutional office of the country. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Indonesian counterpart Zefri Shamsuddin today co-chaired the third India-Indonesia Defence Ministers' Dialogue in New Delhi. During the meeting, both countries reiterated their commitment to maritime security, including coordination in the Indian Ocean. They also stressed on the importance of maintaining a free, open, peaceful, stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific region, guided by international law and respect for sovereignty. The Supreme Court has asked the centre to consider bringing a stringent law to deal with derogatory remarks against persons with disabilities. The top court asked the centre to consider framing a statute to make derogatory remarks ridiculing persons with disabilities and rare genetic disorders a penal offence on the lines of the SC-ST Act. A bench comprising Chief Justice Suryakant and Justice Joymalia Bagchi today said, there is a need for neutral, independent and autonomous body to regulate obscene, offensive or illegal content on online platforms. The bench was informed by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting that certain guidelines are in the process of making. The Assam Legislative Assembly today passed the Assam Prohibition of Polygamy Bill 2025 aimed at reinforcing marital accountability and protecting women's rights. The legislation establishes one of the strictest legal frameworks against polygamy in the country. The bill, introduced on the first day of the winter session, seeks to criminalize entering into a second marriage without legally dissolving the first. It includes provisions of up to 10 years imprisonment for individuals who conceal a previous marriage. In badminton, India's teenage sensation Tanvi Sharma defeated former world champion Nozomi Okuhara to reach women's singles quarterfinals of Syed Modi International Tournament in Lucknow today. 16-year-old Tanvi outdid the Japanese veteran in a round of 16 match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.